Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 17 till. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for helping me celebrate 14 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Our website is 14 years old, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff that will help you there, including the unparalleled, incomparable, the peerless body of work that Tim Berry has deposited with us over the last 14 years since he's been a member of our Brain Trust on business planning and associated topics. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a university major on business planning right there on the Small Business Advocate website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just go in to type Tim Berry into the search engine, or go to business planning in the categories or whatever, however you got to do to find it. Articles, archives, unbelievable treasure trove of wisdom from Tim Berry. So check that out. Tim, thanks again for hanging in there with us all these years. We appreciate it very much. We're talking about startups, and you have come to the conclusion that startups seem to congregate, to form hubs and to do really well in certain hubs, but that doesn't seem to migrate to other big cities. What, tell us about that.
Yeah, some interesting facts. First, let me read you a few names of companies that you'll probably recognize. Tumblr, Foursquare, Vimeo, Animoto, Second Market, Kickstarter, Guilt Group. You know what these all have in common?
No.
These are all startups from Silicon Valley in New York.
Hmm.
And here's an interesting number. In the second quarter of 2011, more than $416 million went to 48 internet-based companies in New York.
Huh.
98 companies in the New York area received venture capital funding in Q2 of 2011.
Wow.
And here's Business Insider publishes their list every year of the 100 top tech startups as valued by their investors.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, you don't have that going 10 years back. There's only two or three years of that.
Right.
But I was struck by looking at that list. 45 of them, of the top 100, are from the Silicon Valley, from San Francisco to San Jose and in between,
mm-hmm.
which surprises nobody, right?
Right.
But 29 of them are from New York.
Hmm.
Which I think wouldn't have been true even 5 years ago.
Right.
I think this is brand new. And so I start to ask myself, well, okay, Silicon Valley has the history, the semiconductor industry and then the computer industry. So that's got accumulated wealth and startup investors and so on. But
well, and just
New
the water.
York,
I mean,
like
there's something about the water out there, right?
Yeah, think about the what?
Something about the water, too, out there.
Oh, yeah, maybe, but... Well, that's the question that I'm intrigued with, because here's the thing with New York. New York is like in the last 5 years, and, after Silicon Valley and 29 from New York in that top 100, there's two or three from Chicago, Groupon's from Chicago, there's two or three from Washington, D.C., Living Social is from Washington, D.C.,
Which they also call Silicon Alley, by the way. They have their own little Silicon Alley.
Well, but two or three versus 29. And
right.
I start to ask, well, it's not just that New York's a big city, because so is Chicago, so is D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles only has two. Who's the best known from Los Angeles? So why New York 29? And that intrigues me. I'm not sure I have all the answers.
Why do you
think?
What have you come up with so far?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors, one of which is people who live there like it there, which I have to admit is curious to me. I can't imagine why, but they do. Another is you have the universities and Columbia and NYU and City College of New York and some others that are helping with entrepreneurship. You have the Bloomberg government. Mayor Bloomberg is an entrepreneur, and there is a, they've got venture funds going up, they've got business plan contests going up, they have incubators going up, there's NYC Big Apps competition. The city's involved in programs that are bigger, perhaps because it's New York, but you know, why not Chicago?
But you know, Tim,
I mean,
here's the question
for you.
I'm going to come. You reminded me of something just a minute ago. We're talking about Bloomberg. I moderated a panel for a conference there. It was probably in 07 or 08. I've forgotten. And I met and actually interviewed the mayor's small business person. He assigned one person to make sure that small business owners had some of the obstacles out of their way, and so they consolidated where you went to get licenses, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm trying to remember the guy's name. I have to ask his forgiveness. I can't remember his name, but he's still on the job, as I remember. And he really was going to make it easier for people to start businesses and run small businesses in New York City.
Yeah, it's
so maybe that's part of it. Maybe it just took one element of leadership.
And here's a question for you that I haven't answered, but I'm curious about it. Austin, Texas, has way more startups than Dallas or Houston. Why? And Boulder, Colorado, has way more startups than Denver or Colorado Springs.
Interesting.
Why, you know?
Well, I don't know about Boulder, but Austin's weird. So, you know, they're keeping it weird down there. So, you know, maybe that's where it is. Startups are always a little bit weird. Hold on to that thought. Tim Berry is our guest, folks. PaloAltoSoftware.com is his website. Also, Tim Berry. If you want to find out what he's up to, folks, go to TimBerry.com. That's a really good place, good site for you to bookmark. Tintel, stay with us. Remember my
line. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.